May what I say and what you hear be in the name of God. Amen. Here on this first Sunday of Advent, our scripture clearly reminds us that we are not here to begin simply a preparation for the birth of a child in a manger in Bethlehem, but we are here to prepare ourselves for the coming of God Himself in the person of Jesus a second time. We seem to forget that. We seem to forget that our scripture, our liturgy, our worship always point to the coming of Jesus Christ to redeem the world. He said He would come back. We believe His promises. So here we are. Now, as we all know, and it's always fun to poke fun, that the rest of the world is already at Christmas. The trees were up in Walmart sometime mid-September. I noticed, I think, one day going to the post office that the town was decorated, oh, no later than the 1st of October. Everybody is ready, but there's work to be done. Jesus tells us that He's going to come again. This morning's gospel points to ways to look for Him, even to the point that Jesus says to those listening, before this generation passes away, all is going to be accomplished. Maybe John or Bill could explain that in a sermon. For the life of me, I can't. But I do know that as Christian people, our lives are to be lived in expectation of waiting and looking for something else to happen, for God to come into this world again and to wrap His arms around it and to say one and final time, I love you. And I'm going to take all of you with me. This season of Advent continually reminds us that we are in that process of living toward the kingdom of God and looking with expectation and hope as we do. It's interesting to me. If I think back to my childhood, several things pop into my mind. One is, if I knew that my folks were around, and I hate to admit this, I acted in a slightly different way than if I knew they weren't. Or if I knew they were coming back, I really wasn't sure when, but I knew they were, there was a different decorum than there was when they said, don't worry, I won't be back until tomorrow afternoon. We are called into a different sort of life. We are called into a life as Christian people that focus not on ourselves, but on one another. We are called into a life that is to be focused on those in need and those who need to be given hope and encouragement. And somebody's looking. Jesus said He'll come back. You don't know when. How do we live our lives in that tension? How do we begin to live our lives as though He's standing right behind that door? Or better yet, How do we begin to live our lives not really caring when, but knowing that we are called to a better life in and through Him? In this morning's class, as we were sitting around talking, I said, you know, God's time frame is something I truly do not understand. It's different than mine, but that's okay. God's promises are good and God's promises are true. And we know that because of His love for us, He is coming to wrap all creation into Himself. Again, as a child, I remember vividly the clock. You've heard it before, no doubt. The clock at the bottom of the steps in the home in which I grew up. I could be upstairs in bed, and I would hear something. There would be this whirring up as the clock was getting ready to strike. Sometimes it took longer than others, but you knew it was coming. That is where we live today. We hear it. We know it. We know that hammer is going to strike that bell. We don't know when, but it will. Let us in these next weeks, and not just in these next weeks, but throughout our lives, live lives knowing that the bell will ring. And we will open our arms as God opens God's arms to embrace each other. This season of Advent is a blessing to step away from everything else and to say, Lord, I can't wait for You. Amen. Let us now stand and affirm our faith.